Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We are live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
How are we doing, everybody?
I'm doing good.
I can do this every day.
You want to?
Yeah, I was thinking we should do a daily podcast.
Daily podcast.
Each one, 2 hours long.
It's like the Toast. The Toast does it. We could do it.
They do that?
I think so. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wow. Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can you talk?
And they do it, well, when her and Jackie are, like Jackie lives in Florida. She lives in New York. They do it like on Zoom and stuff, but it's so crystal clear. Like there's no delay at all. I can't, like when I listen to it, I can't believe that they're like not in the same room.
That's crazy. I can't even FaceTime. I get the delay and it's just like, off.
You go first.
We tried it. It was terrible. Remember?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Was editing that like a nightmare?
A horror. Forget it.
Terrible.
Try
terrible.
It.
Yeah.
I'm ready to rock and roll. You guys ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, let's just hop into it.
Let's boogie.
I actually love hopping.
I'm really excited about today because there's a few things that I'm excited to talk
about.
Can't wait to cover.
You've been jittery this entire morning. I can't wait to hear.
I'm feeling good.
Holy hell.
All right, babe, let's just jump into it.
Let's jump right into it.
It's COVID time, baby!
Yeah. Welcome back to Zane Heath. Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are
excited to be here.
Excited to be here.
Quick little Olympic update. I'm sure you guys have seen more going on and stuff.
Yes.
I have not actually said. Ever since we talked about it, it left
really?
My feed. Yeah, okay. I can't believe
there's still more events. Like, I thought like we have ran out of all of them, but there's still more and more
just
and more.
Keeps going.
Is it drama?
Not drama. It's just so funny. And I asked Mariah if she heard about it because I was going to tell you on the podcast, but she already knew about it. And I just think it's so cool. So there's an Italian gymnast, right?
Yes.
And she got a sponsorship, and all of her sponsorship pictures are so perfect, and the sponsor is Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Just Parmigiano Reggiano, and it's literally all of her pictures are with this giant cheese
Is it a specific...
You know how you had pork?
Yeah.
It's Parmesan.
Wow, incredible.
And she's posing with like big blocks of
big
cheese.
Big wheels of cheese.
That should be me.
That should be us.
Oh, hell yeah. Good for her.
Isn't that crazy though?
That's an awesome brand deal.
Damn. You know Mariah was
pissed. Zane would be just posing with a massive vape.
Just
Just push out the lifestyle.
Love it.
Parmigiana.
I can't wait to see more. Like, are they going to do like a video? Is it like, what's, I want to see a big campaign. And I know that you already did pictures, but I want to see like a really fun.
You know that trend where people have been like submitting videos of like, sad to say I didn't make the Olympic gymnastics team.
Love that trend.
And it's them at like a tournament swimming and diving and especially gymnastics. And it's like, really bad. But it's not, there's some where it's like, it looks like they are a good gymnast and they had a terrible fall. Right. But then some I'm like, why are you on the team? And there's so many of them. But
you have to start somewhere, you know?
I just want to know the story behind every single clip. I just want to reach out to all of them and be like.
Or the girl that did like that dive and she just didn't never move. She ran and did not.
No, insult. I saw one where this girl was on the high dive and she. she was facing forward. I don't know if she was supposed to do a gainer, but she went to the edge and just did a backflip on the board. Oh, no. Like she went away from the pool and everyone's like, whoa. I wonder if I can find it.
God, we should all go to like a pool like that and see who gets the best dive.
I have a diving board. If we want to go, we'll just go to my backyard.
I want to go to like the...
Oh, you want
to
do like a high dive?
Yeah, that's too much risk.
Can you do a gainer?
My brother like is the king of gainers. He did it like my whole childhood and I've always wanted to. I tried one time and I was like, that's it. I'm not going to try it. Like,
it's scary.
What's a gainer?
You run forward, you jump and throw a backflip.
No way.
Yeah. That was the sickest move.
You're facing front, but you have to do a backflip facing front.
Okay.
And it has to, you have to throw yourself forwards at the same time so that you flip into the water, if that makes sense.
That hurts my neck just thinking about that.
Yeah, you have to have so much guts to
it's
like.
It's one of those moves where you have to run and jump forward, but to get the momentum to go back. Most people just go like this and just like get stuck
because
you're like trying to go.
Yeah. The one you sent me with the belly flop. It was so high. She started off so high and couldn't move in another position.
Smack.
That like that ruins your day, right? Oh. When you land from that high on your stomach.
I know we talked about the synchronized swimming.
Yes,
but the underwater camera changes everything.
100%, especially
seeing
also the clear
their micro movements is it's. Underwater, their hands are like the like it's very to get so precise to like rise up a little bit upside down for your feet to go up like that. It's just like this little tiny
and making sure everyone's on sync. Nobody, it takes one person to be like,
Psah. Yeah.
the U.S. team, did you see they moonwalked upside down?
Oh no!
Yes, that was the coolest thing I've seen in so long.
They were doing it to like Michael Jackson, and they went upside down, and they like moonwalked with all their feet in the air. It was really badass.
But you know when they first implemented like underwater because they have see-through cameras, like underwater cameras. Because back then there was no such thing as like underwater movements. You just had to make sure you looked good above water. Yeah. Right? You know how pissed they got when they're like now
they see everything.
Now they have to do all these like underwater synchronized moves.
Unreal, though.
I'm the worst when I'm watching the running. I'm like, I could go a little faster than that. It's like I always think I could like maybe just have a good stride and beat everybody. But did you see the one guy who pole vaulted, but his package got in the way?
And that's a point. That's points off, right?
He didn't clear it.
He's literally out. The only thing that hit the bar was that. And it like.
And that looks soft, too. Like, you know what I mean? It was. He got a hefty package. Ooh,
yeah,
under that.
And you know his DMs are flooded.
Well, did you see he got offers?
To do what? To do OF? Like,
they're offering like $250,000. Like,
geez. Come on.
Crazy. Oh,
give it a
rest. I think they're just going with like just the joke.
Would you do it?
Would I do it?
Well, no, if you
I
know you got it. Cut from the Olympics and the whole world is
no, because
attention
I know
to
I can get
like
I could get better jobs. Like after
they should just have him do Calvin Klein or something.
Good,
there
good
you
thing.
Go.
Like,
that's
underwear.
That's
modeling.
How you can. Yeah. That's how you can show it off in a tasteful.
Yeah, nice.
I should.
I'm just surprised if you knew you had that big of a package. Wouldn't you just tape that down? Like the thing is that you're a pole vaulter. You like
it
you,
happens.
It has to
it
happen.
It happens often because it's happened to like other not. I don't know if in the Olympics,
other monsters,
other poles, pretty crazy.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Dragon ass.
I saw other people clearing the vault, but they still hit it, but they... But then they would land, and then they would like scream and be like, yes!
Other people, like, you can...
What's the difference?
If you tap it and the pole doesn't fall off, that's still clearing.
Yeah,
it.
You made it.
Oh, it did. It, the pole didn't fall off, though, when he hit it. So he cleared it.
It did.
He cleared it.
Oh, he cleared it.
See the guy who broke the world record?
No, the pole fell.
Oh, the pole fell.
Oh.
Dan, your junk made the whole pole fall? That's a strong one.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
At least he won with something.
I want to vent about something real quick.
Let's hear it.
And I just don't really understand. So the gold medal is not actually gold. Oh, it's like 95% silver, right?
And it's just painted gold.
And it's like a gold plate.
They put a little bit of gold in there just for the...
I mean, that would be a lot of gold. That'd be
92% pure silver.
Okay.
I mean, that would be really expensive to make each medal.
So it would be about $42,000+ to be completely gold. But it's like the Olympics is making millions and billions of dollars in advertising, streaming, people watching it, people going out. It's like, I feel like the least you could do is give an athlete a real gold medal. The last time it was real gold was like 1912.
Yeah.
These people are they're the best in the world.
Also, you have 4 years. You should hire a team of people in those 4 years to go mine gold.
Come on. Let's go.
That's a whole sport,
that would be
huh?
such a fun job.
I think a gold medal, though, is already worth like $42,000, though, probably.
Like if somebody was to sell it on the secondhand?
Yeah, it's really sad. Some people have had to sell their medals just because they don't make that much.
Oh, I could never get rid of that.
But how
so
much?
The actual value is worth $950.
Oh, for the
actual value of the medal.
Right. But if somebody were to buy a gold medal.
But still, I just think
how many gold medals do you have to make, especially entire teams, like an entire soccer team wins the gold medal. You're telling $42,000 per, like how many gold medals get printed?
Yeah,
expensive.
I don't think it needs to be real gold. Like honestly, I think it's better to like give them a check and then that. Fake gold. It doesn't need to, like, shit could get lost. It can get stolen. That's why they probably put that into consideration.
There's only so
consideration.
Much gold. That gold will never also get circulated ever into, like, the...
And it just raises the value of it.
The global currency of gold. Would it raise the currency of...
If you're taking gold off the market...
Right.
It's a supply and
but
demand.
But I think gold bars are still... I don't know. I'm not a financial expert.
But we also are holding and storing, like... multiple football field size buildings of just straight gold.
I thought there's only enough gold to cover like half a football field and like...
Let's see it. Show us.
The world has about 244,000 metric tons of gold.
And how many metrics makes one...
A metric ton? Like a ton is what, 3,000 pounds? So I don't know what a metric...
It was heavy. Weren't they saying that their metals were heavy?
I swore I saw a TikTok one time showing like the entire world gold on one football field. And I was like, that's it.
But I love how all of our information comes from TikTok.
Just feel like these people should, you know, get like a real prize.
Yeah. I mean, they do. They win gold.
They win gold and they get a lot of money.
That Parmesan to me is worth
its
weight in gold.
Yeah. I'd rather get a Parmesan Reggiano deal than a...
You'd want to put that in your mouth right after.
I saw something really cool in person that would have been so cool as like a little commercial or an advertisement. I was on the highway and there were two cars in front of me and one car was slightly ahead of the other and the person in the passenger seat was eating chips and they like stuck their chips out the window and were reaching towards the other car. And I was like, do they know each other? Are they passing each other some snacks? And then the car eventually caught up to him and the driver of the other car was eating the exact same chips and they cheersed each other.
Oh, wow.
And then just took
it was
off.
Like a, it was like a barbecue Lay's chips.
It was barbecue Lay's chips. And I was like, I could not believe I saw that in person. It looked staged. They didn't know each other. One person exited and one person kept going. But the guy reached out to show like, hey, we're like, it was just such like a cute moment.
That's
like,
exactly something. If I saw somebody eating the same exact chips, I would catch up and just hold it out.
I almost like was tearing up. It was just beautiful. Like that's so fun. Just little moments like that is so funny. But if somebody was recording that, I feel like that would blow up and then Lays would like post it.
Oh, for yeah.
It was just so cool.
Like
to
just
see
a good, authentic, like.
Such a cool moment. Like just like a real moment that you just saw.
Humans are so cute.
They are.
Just the little cheers on the highway too. Yeah. They were flying.
Like to me, a moment like that is when you open your textbook. And the teacher tells you to go to a certain page and you would land on that certain page.
Thank
it's like, it's not cool.
You're like, what are
like,
the odds?
When you tell someone, they're like, okay. Oh, cool. But like seeing it and like fucking experiencing that, you're like, damn it.
That's
like
crazy.
I wish the whole world saw from my point of view that.
I get that same freak out too when somebody says something. If I'm like driving and I see like a sign on the highway that says like that word and it's like a random word.
I had another one driving back from my workout. I was thinking about something with like about the Denny house, like our house on Denny Street,
and you passed the Denny's.
And no. I was behind a car, and the license plate was Denny One.
Weird.
Oh, so that was just, like, so I saw that. Cool. I was just like, oh my god, that's so weird. And it's just like saying it out loud is like silly, but like, what is like, why did it do that?
There's frequencies.
So
there
weird.
Frequencies so interesting. Out there.
Love that.
I love those little things. It just like. I don't know. It's like it lets you know you're like in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, the universe is winking at you.
Exactly.
It's winking at you.
Bubba, what about the other lady that you saw driving the pink Corvette? Do you remember?
Celine? Oh, yeah. That was weird. Her name was Angel.
Oh, wait, Angel. Well, they made the whole movie about her.
Into
the old
so.
Lady
I
with the blonde
it.
Hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Angel. Why did I think her name was Celine? Yeah, that's like a whole story. She was a girl who moved out to LA in like the 70s or 80s.
Okay.
And she was just a girl who wanted to be famous. She kind of did a little bit of like rock music here and there, but she wasn't
like
that good.
Just like a modeling.
Angeline.
Like, Angeline. Okay. Angeline. So
yes, there you go.
I saw a billboard one time of this lady on there.
It's just.
I thought that's what you're talking about.
Angeline. The girl from Shameless played her in that show.
Got it. So who is she?
So Mariah was
just a socialite.
So yeah, I was on the highway and I saw this pink Corvette. So I wanted to pull up and see just who was driving it. And I took note of the license plate because it stood out. And I pulled up and I looked over and it's just this blonde, big boobs, plastic surgery, blonde hair. I'm like, can't forget that face.
Trixie Mattel.
Big boobs.
And then big boobs. And then I didn't think anything of it. I didn't research or anything. A day later, I go on Facebook. The only reason I go on Facebook is to check Facebook Marketplace, but I went on the feed and started scrolling for a second. I scrolled once, and there's this billboard, this. I see this exact picture posted.
That's one I've seen, yeah.
And it's just a random... a profile of LA history or something. And this came up and I'm like, oh, the blonde and a pink car, but this wasn't the car that I saw. So I saw the license plate. I was like, that's what the license plate said. So then I did research and I put Angeline. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Angeline.
Angeline. I looked up Angeline pink car and she has like three of them. Yeah. And I saw the pink Corvette. I'm like, what the heck? So then it made me do research to see who the heck this woman was. And I saw that she's just like from old Hollywood.
Yeah, she's
so
just
crazy.
A Hollywood staple. She just was just, she always just advertised herself like, I'm Angeline.
Was she like a Paris Hilton type like close? I'm trying to figure
back
out
in
like,
the day.
She just would go around and make herself known to turn heads and stuff. And
so she was like the first socialite.
Pretty much.
I
in Hollywood.
It.
Yeah.
That's the car
definitely.
I saw.
How old is she?
Oh, has to be like in her late 60s.
Like,
early 70s.
Oh, so she's definitely the oldest socialite then.
Probably. That's still out and about.
Because Paris Hilton would be considered like the first
I think
social
Paris
media.
Hilton has like excelled socialite.
I'm talking about just like in general, just like timeline wise, like she would be the first like kind of socialite. That's not an actress.
A
not
Hollywood
a
Hollywood socialite, I guess. But I think socialites have also been around for a very long time.
Oh,
like
okay.
If you go back to like, you know, even like... Zelda Fitzgerald was like a socialite. Like there were always like famous like wives of people who were there.
Mariah's gonna be you.
I just thought that was crazy because this was before I mentioned it to anybody. I didn't say it out loud. The fact that it came up on my Facebook feed,
so crazy,
and I haven't even talked about it was crazy.
Damn, that's it's crazy that I've seen her billboard like a few times, like in the past like. Four
and you
years,
know that's just
years.
Her spending her own money,
yeah,
just to get up on. Just like put my name up.
But you know, like It's crazy.
She got a show deal, at least. It took her like 30, 40 years of doing it, but it was like a full Hulu show, I think.
You forget that you can just put whatever you want on a billboard.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You did that.
I know. It's just crazy. How is there no filter system? Like, how is there like not a...
Yeah, I feel like you like should be certain... selling something, but...
Exactly.
Sometimes it's just pure publicity.
Interesting to me. I have nothing against it. Like, people... It's just crazy that like for a whole city, that you just put whatever you want.
I mean, if you're paying, they're going to take your money.
Yeah.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We've talked about this before a long time ago, but we have a friend who works in advertisement, and he was explaining to us why some billboards are where they are.
Oh, yes.
Like, they'll track, say there's the 101, they'll track the demographic on the 101. They'll see like, okay, this is like 18 plus or 21 plus, female, male, whatever. And they'll put like an alcohol advertisement.
How do you even track that? Like, so how do you Apple, track like, who's
they,
going
they
on?
They sell data. So they'll go to like, as you're driving on maps and it pulls your information. So like certain roads, certain like parts of town, whatever it is, like they go, okay, the most people driving down this specific road is, you know, predominantly female, predominantly male in this age group.
Yeah.
So they go, this is where your billboard is going to go to get the most eyes for your target audience.
And wild. I also know that they will put certain celebrities on certain billboards if the celebrities live close to where they live. Like Josh Peck, when he was doing that show with John Stamos, Josh, I think he told me this, that by his house, all the advertisements that he would see mostly around LA were all of him and John's, or just of John Stamos on it.
Because they think they'll take a picture of it?
I guess it's just the enthusiasm from whoever is part of the project, but they'll put it wherever if they live nearby so they can see
it. I love how like big actors now don't even post like themselves on like big billboards anymore. I don't care how big I was, I will always take a picture. If it's like, if I'm on a giant billboard, it's crazy how like Leo DiCaprio or Brad Pitt or, you know, Margot Robbie will just drive by and they're on like the biggest billboard in the world. You would think that they would
just be like, oh, wow, that's me. Do or you think if I was a musician and like hearing your song in public has to be like such a rush.
You don't think
I couldn't
their
even
team,
imagine that feeling.
Do you think their team goes like, oh, don't post stuff like that. It'll make you less mysterious. Like,
Open up Leo's camera roll and it's just all.
There has to be a reason why they don't. Or do you think like just in that industry,
it doesn't look cool.
It doesn't look cool.
Yeah. But also like they're just like not posting anything. Like it would be like story worthy maybe.
Oh, they're so boring.
But like,
see a little bit.
Leo's not like Snapchatting his day.
I'd love to see Leo's Snapchats of the day. That'd be so interesting. I'd love to see Jennifer Coolidge's Instagram story.
Oh my God.
Or
wow.
Just random.
You look like the 4th of July.
But they're also old too. They don't like that type of shit anymore.
I mean, if you've been around the block, I mean, Leo's been working since he was like a kid. So I feel like he's pretty cynical to it.
I just think celebrities should have more fun with like branding. Like, I feel like someone like Jennifer Coolidge should work with like Oscar Mayer or something. Just something that would work and that would make
sense. You see it sometimes. I feel like some celebrities have been like having fun with different like brands.
Yeah.
Like the Michael Cera with the CeraVe was like a perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. That's
perfect.
Genius.
The Parmesan, perfect. Just simple things that'll like help both parties.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think they should be more personable and humane.
I think we'll see a little bit more of that in the coming like years for sure. I think they're gonna have a lot more fun, and I think traditional type campaigns are gonna start going out the door too. Like, I feel like these new younger people are now starting to work in these big brands and big companies, so I feel like they're gonna have like a lot of say in the creative and all that, because man, the creative for brands can be just dog shit. I hate seeing bad campaigns. It like pisses me off.
Someone was like sharing like infomercials from like the 90s and stuff, like, you know, just silly, like, oh, this is a personal egg cracker, this is a way to mow your lawn, and everyone's like, I'm happy by the time I became an adult they got rid of infomercials, because I'd be buying all of this stuff. Like, because I feel like infomercials, we could never buy what was on TV because we didn't have access to a credit card.
It felt inaccessible. If you called the number, you don't think that you would even get an answer. Through. It just didn't feel real watching an infomercial.
I don't even know if I've ever asked my parents if they ever bought anything straight up from an infomercial.
Yeah, my parents have never.
They were like, why would I get on a phone and just share my credit card information with some random
my
person?
My grandma would. My grandma, she would be like, she still watches that shit.
My mom would do all sorts of like TV shot, like QVC. But I remember watching those commercials and it's like, call now. If you call within the next whatever minutes, like, you're going to get this discounted rate. And I asked my mom, I was like, how do they know that you just watched the commercial?
Yeah.
Like, how do they know it's been 5? Like, how can you prove it?
Now it's obvious. Like, they would know because they know exactly the times.
Remember the late hours of the night? This would be the only thing on. It'd be this and George Lopez.
That little, the cat color changing thing.
The Marvin's Magic Erase Board. And they would go, and it dries instantly. And that motherfucker, I would get so close to the TV and he just would go like that. He would never fucking touch it. I was like, scam.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Oh, back to the Olympics real quick. Do you know you made a real prediction?
About what?
Okay, you know how you said Tom Cruise should do a stunt?
Yeah. Yes.
For like the LA Olympics?
Yes.
Zane.
What?
No way. What's going on?
Did you know Tom Cruise just confirmed that he's doing a stunt to close out Paris Olympics?
Come on!
To show
Come
that
on!
It's going to LA.
I was just saying, that's how you open an Olympic ceremony.
Crazy.
Wow. That's so insane.
That's the perfect transition. That's really cool.
What's the stunt?
But like, it's real.
Yes, this is that Zane.
I think Tom's team saw what I said. They saw what I said, and they came up with the idea.
That's what I said.
And this is to promote his last movie.
Or did your dad tell you?
No, my dad. No, I said that. It just felt like he should, because he is the. He is America. he is the definition of high action.
Like if somebody says name a celebrity, you go Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Wait, I wonder what the stunt's going to be. Probably like a motorcycle stunt.
Some sort of.
I don't know, but it's death defying.
Always.
It better be death.
To all
death.
Of them.
Death.
You think he's gonna motorcycle through the Eiffel Tower?
through the rings.
Over the tower. Yes.
Hopefully they like.
And then the beginning of the LA Olympics, he's gonna be entering it.
Wow.
You know that transition on TikTok where people jump over their phones onto vacation.
All over
onto the beach.
His team is like, we really need to do for TikTok. He's like, fuck, I don't wanna do this shit for TikTok. This is my show.
Oh, his silhouette in the moon.
I think I should get an invite to the closing ceremony.
That's crazy that you called it.
Come on.
Like, actually insane.
It's going to be happening soon. How many more days are left? I mean, hell, by the time this episode comes out, it may have already happened.
May have happened.
So cool. They don't show him landing the bike until the next Olympic. Like, ceremony. You know what I mean?
He disappears.
Dude, it's just his jump. It's like a cliffhanger. That's really cool.
He's cliffhanging.
Make another prediction, Zane. Make another prediction.
He's skydiving. He goes off the edge.
He's definitely promoting like the last movie for sure. Like
the final Mission Impossible.
Yes. As PR.
Why do I feel like you can't do that?
What?
It's the Olympics. Like it shouldn't.
Yeah,
be
but they're paying or they're paying
it's brands.
The
yeah, they're
Olympics
paying.
To do that. I think.
That's why I'm saying give the damn athletes gold. They're making billions.
Yeah, it has to be. It's not going to be the motorcycle stunt. I don't think, because that was the first, that was part one. It's over, it's been done. It has to be something from the new movie, because there's going to be obviously a big fucking stunt, because that's what he always does.
Oh, 100%.
But it's crazy that he has to get it done, and he has one chance. But he also had one chance also for the movie.
He's what like, if it's not an ad ceremony. For Mission Impossible? It's an ad for the Church of Scientology. Everyone's like, what? Whoa, Tom.
They would never show it on the screen, but I think that he definitely does a lot of donations there, like secret donations.
Yeah, he goes and speaks at a lot of their stuff.
Remember when he got...
Scientologists are weird, but
remember
I don't
when you got invited to be on a commercial? For Scientology?
We did?
No. You did.
I did?
Yeah. Remember you said you got hit up and you said...
Oh, Matt's the perfect victim.
You denied it?
Oh, my gosh.
You denied it. You're like, no, I'm not doing it. But you got asked to be
yes,
in it.
Yes, I did. Back when I was like, had a commercial agent and stuff. Yeah, it was in the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Holy shit, I forgot
about
that.
But then remember we were saying maybe they reached out to you because you are such anti... You're so anti... And they're like, oh, maybe we can switch him.
I'm not like anti-Church of Scientology.
No, this was around the time we were talking about it like every other episode, like in small increments.
Yes, this is coming
back. So remember
back,
we're
buddy.
Like, maybe they reached out to you purposely to be like, we can flip.
Try to
Matt would be so easy. He'd be like, no, I'm good. And he'd be like, we have every celebrity. You can imagine. He'd be like, cool.
That's where Scientology gets you. You get booked and busy if you like are join the church and you say you're an actor.
They give you everything.
Oh my God.
Wait, what do you mean they give you everything? Like, what
does
that mean?
There's always somebody who works for the church that works in casting and is like, we like this kid.
They,
well, I think we should
they
pick
like
this
play
kid.
Favoritism with people that are
if I join Scientology, can I be in the next House of the
You'd probably be really rich and famous.
I'll say the odds, Zane, would go up at least 35%.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
better than zero.
Better than
if that gets me a chance. Hasta la vista, unfiltered.
But never,
I got season three of a hot TD to hit.
Yeah, careful that possessed tattoo is getting to your head.
Do you want to talk about the tattoo?
I already did. Did I not?
We talked about it on live, and you talked about it on Basically Unfiltered.
Oh, I did.
We'll wait for you to go watch it.
My tattoo of my exorcism girl that I got wasn't supposed to be exorcism. She was supposed to be fallen, and now she's exercising. She she got infected badly, and it ruined like half the tattoo, so I have to get it redone.
Was it painful?
It wasn't painful, but it was
oozing.
It was oozing
ink and blood.
Like the lines were like like split basically. Like it looked like it was like carved with a knife because like the outline of it was like open and like oozing and like bleeding.
It's called a heavy. So some tattoo artists, they'll have a heavy hand and they'll like dig deeper than they should and it'll cut you everywhere. So where he was having a heavy hand was the bottom of the dress and the entire area got infected.
Oh,
Matt, how eerie is that?
Spooky.
Isn't that really strange?
So that entire bottom, you see the bottom of the dress, Matt?
Yeah.
That entire area is like, it's faded. It just like ate up the ink.
Oh no. So wait, do you have to let it like heal for a little bit?
I have to let it completely heal and then my guy is going to just fix it.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
How was Elton's wedding?
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Perfectly Elton. It's not even funny.
It was honestly
amazing.
A beautiful mix of both of them.
Love it.
It was the perfect mix. It was like indoor, outdoor. They had the dinner inside and the cocktail hour. And it was, the flowers were beautiful. The room itself was stunning. There was lights.
The ceremony was like under this massive tree.
It was like whimsical carnival.
Love.
So then the after we ate, the other half of the reception, it kind of felt like an after party because more people showed up at that time.
Yeah.
And it was, I felt like we were at a real carnival.
It was crazy.
It was packed with people.
The whole field was full of like carnival rides, like the Ferris wheel. There was like a pirate ship swinging thing.
They had the guys who bounce on the trampolines and run up the wall and do flips.
Oh, cool.
They had jugglers. They had snake wranglers.
There was
they
people
had
on
silks.
Stilts walking around.
It was really cool.
That is very Elton.
It was very
Elton wedding for sure.
It sounds like weird, but it was tasteful and cool. Like
it
was
them.
Corny.
It's a reflection of the couple, and that's what a good wedding should be.
It was beautiful.
I know it was hot out there. I was working out that day, the gym, and I was dying.
It was warm.
It was
really hot. Yeah, it was really hot because we were sitting in the direct sun for the ceremony.
Yeah.
But as soon as that was over, we were relaxed. And
I'm sure you guys are. I know you guys are glad you're doing it inside, right? Your
well,
wedding.
Ours is going to be in the winter.
Yeah,
so it's
gonna
be cold.
But even still, I just feel like it takes so much of the stress, like having an inside wedding, because it doesn't matter what the weather is like. You don't have to worry.
I'm excited for it to be like chilly, because no matter what time of year you go to a wedding, you're going to be hot indoor, outdoor. Because when you're dancing, it gets hot. Everyone takes off their jackets.
Once you're dancing, it don't matter.
Like you get really hot. So I'm excited for people to like step outside and still see the property just to cool down.
Could it be snowing?
Very good.
It could.
Yeah.
If it snowed, it'd be really sick.
It would be really
cool. The pictures would be sick.
As long as people get in smoothly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The only thing I'm worried about, I'm not praying for snow. Until people get there, that was really cool, because I don't know if you guys are going to be able to get there on time.
But having
snow doesn't cause delays all the time.
Flights,
right?
It does.
I mean, when you're coming from just different places, I mean,
just in general, it could cause different planes.
Yeah.
I think we'll be all right. It hasn't snowed like that around that time of year in a really long time.
I'll pray for you.
Thank you, Zane.
Pray for you.
But yeah, it was really, really beautiful.
Yeah, it was a really fun wedding. They did a good job.
Anybody wear white?
Yes.
What?
There actually was.
Not only white, but it was white with sequins everywhere. Oh, like, no. She really stood out. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the mother of the bride.
Yeah.
No.
Was not the mother of the bride. Oh,
that just baffles me that a person is getting ready for a wedding and is, like, looking at
that
dresses.
Doesn't cross
and goes
your mind.
White. And then even, like, their spouse, were they not like, honey, we're going to
I know.
A wedding.
I said
how about
the
you
same
go change?
Thing. I said the same thing. I said, when you're picking out a dress, the first thing in your mind is the color white. Like, okay, white is obviously off limits.
It's like, not that hard.
Don't one up.
Zane.
You know what I mean?
Our friend that we just saw.
I don't want to talk about it.
What was it? They were at the wedding too?
No, this person, she was wearing. She was showing.
At a wedding?
At a wedding.
It was just like, this is not wedding appropriate?
Definitely not.
At all.
But you know, there's some, you know how they're like, you go to, I feel like girls talk about it on TikTok all the time. They'll just have a wedding. They're talking about it. It's like, I told this girl like she shouldn't be wearing anything like this. And she still showed up like that. And like, it's just, you don't want to look way too sexy.
Yeah.
In like a wedding.
Yeah, there's attire for weddings. Like you need to be appropriate.
Yeah.
It's not here to draw.
You know what I mean?
There are grandparents. There are parents.
But it's not even that. Like, it's just like,
no,
it's their day.
It's not even that. It's not even that.
It is that. And God is
I looked right at Mariah right when it came out. I was like,
Can you believe
him? It's not even that.
I was actually disagreeing with you at that time. I wasn't agreeing with you. But you're right. I did.
You
say
would
it.
Want someone to be skimpy in front of grandparents? That's disrespectful.
I think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's very disrespectful.
I wouldn't mind if I was a grandpa. But
ew, you're weird.
Zane is a grandpa.
If Zane, thank God you were a girl, you would be wearing. Zane would be doing the most if you were a girl.
Forget it. Reading the room.
Every night, Zane at a bar.
Oh, Zane would like start every video. Like,
I would be inappropriate. It'd be bad.
Save it for Coachella, girly.
Yeah.
Who's the designer brand right now that's selling what looks like a used like festival wristband?
That's like an accessory.
Yes, I think that it might like be
Gucci.
No, I think Lindstrom. It might be Balenciaga.
No way,
Balenciaga at it again.
It looks like an old ripped up like Coachella wristband,
and you know people are gonna buy it.
It's a 3,000 pound couture festival.
Oh my.
Oh no.
That is crazy. That?
No. Oh, because the second the festival's over, I want that shit off of me.
Do you at least keep all your wristbands?
I keep a lot of them.
I keep all of
you,
my.
You keep all the like the
nice ones?
One,
the nice ones.
Yeah,
but that
too.
Were like, you know, stitched and stuff.
Oh, that's crazy.
I just $4,000 for that is absurd.
Hey, artist wristbands are $5,000. So
true.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's probably how they came up with the price. That's just stupid.
That looks like Hulkamania.
Mm-hmm. You know who would buy that? Remy. Would she buy that in a heartbeat?
No, she wouldn't. she would not.
You know, Remy bought a she bought a Birkin, and then she wrapped the handles to like protect it, the Birkin, because you know, to keep its value. I was like, oh,
she wrapped it with a bandana.
Bandana costs $200. She bought it from the same store. I was like, why didn't you just put a regular rip?
I think Birkins are badass when you like beat them up and you really like wear a fucking Birkin.
Well, she was saying it keeps her value when you keep it in good condition.
Yeah, but I think like, well, if she plans on reselling it, I think if you buy a Birkin, you have a Birkin for life.
I think she plans on
like the Olsen twins when they're like, you know, walk around New York in just an overstuffed Birkin. It's so go to hell
but,
and badass.
But from dumb, I think that makes it worth it. No?
Okay.
Right?
No, the Birkin holds value. It's like a stored value. It's like an appreciating asset, like a certain Rolex or things like that. But
you don't think they attach names on like certain pieces? To make them like a little bit more.
Well, the Birkin's named after Jane Birkin. The actress.
No. I understand. I know that. I'm talking about
if a super fan of that person was selling it, they might be able to get more to be like, I have Mary Kate and Ashley, whatever's Birkin.
Yeah.
You know. But like, you can't just like go like you can't like buy them. You have to like
Be invited to like purchase them.
It's
right?
Like very hard to get. Yeah.
That's so crazy. Would you want a Birkin?
No.
Too expensive?
I just don't like the way they look. It's not me.
Oh.
I'd love to buy
it. I like the story behind it.
Yeah, the story is crazy.
The story is cool, but...
The story is really sick.
So cool.
Do they have a story like that for every very expensive designer, right? Or is it just this one that had like a...
No, but this is like the whole thing of like the designer being on a flight, sitting next to this lady, and coming up with the idea for this bag because she like needed something that was like bigger that you could like open and like stuff with,
yeah,
you know, yeah, and like named it after her.
She just passed away, Jane Birkin.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
She was gorgeous.
I got a notification when I was in the bathroom. I was taking a shit. I'm sorry, Mara. And this is the first time I received a notification for Earthquake.
Oh, yesterday.
That was your first time too?
Yes. That was the first time ever. And we got the
notification and we looked at each other like, we're getting notified? And this is a first. And then immediately everything started shaking and we just looked at each other and I was like,
whoa. It was 5 seconds after receiving that
yes.
text. Why didn't we ever get a text like that in the
past? It made me nervous because I was like, this has got to be it.
Big.
Like,
it's got to be big. It. Yeah, because they didn't say a number or nothing. I was like, this is it. Hidayah was in the shower and I was on the
Did
toilet.
Did she feel it?
Not in the same bathroom. I just knew she was taking this.
I did not even think about that.
I know,
that,
but
whatever.
I just needed to reiterate that. Yeah. What were you saying?
You were saying.
So,
oh, I thought you said something in between.
You were in the bathroom. She was in the shower.
Yeah, and when I saw that, I started feeling. I was like, oh my God, I hope this is it because Hidayah is in the shower. And like, if we have to, it's go time.
Yeah.
Having to like pull her out of the shower, what's
going
to happen?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it would have stunk.
It's crazy to me that people can be in the exact same room and one person will feel it and one person won't.
Patricia didn't feel it. I felt it. But crazy. Patricia was like on her feet moving stuff around and I
Jordan
was just
Jordan didn't
in
feel it. I texted him immediately. I was like, because he's never felt one. So I was so excited. I was like, there's no way he didn't feel this. I go, bro, did you feel it? And he was like, there's no way.
You have to be like in a certain spot. Like even on your bed sometimes you won't feel it. But like if you'll see shit on the wall moving.
Our chandelier, our light over our kitchen was like
swinging.
All the bottles were like, the liquid was in it going like, it was bad.
It was up by Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I just love, it's this game that we're all playing. We're all playing the same game. We all know what you get if you lose.
Yeah.
We're all ready. It's just, it happens. We're like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Okay, good.
I did go.
Wait till the next one.
Get up
and nobody's moving.
Nobody's moving.
I got up immediately and I went to the door frame. I was like, Patricia.
Like,
then it was
where do I go?
Patricia.
Me and Heath were like, woo.
Yeah, you keep going.
It is fun though. Like, it's so interesting. It's a really bizarre feeling of like you're nervous because you don't know what it's going to be exactly. It could be huge. It could be like nothing at all. But you're like just sitting there and like you don't run.
Yeah.
You don't like go. There's nothing to do other than it's such a strange feeling.
I was thinking about this scenario yesterday after a habit. I was like, imagine this was it, right? The first shit's going down. You're immediately probably going to lose service because those towers are going to probably be on the ground. If it was like the big one, right? Everything's down. You have no internet, no fucking signal, no Wi-Fi. So now you have no contact with any of your friends and shit's just going down. Just imagine like just knowing that you can't, like you don't know what anyone's up to or what anyone's going through right now in that moment, having to escape this house. The house is crumbling down because it's a fucking 12 magnitude earthquake. But having to find everybody, all your friends without like any phone or signal is scary.
Oh boy.
Sorry, I just blacked out. What did I say?
You were actually imagining and envisioning it. That was real.
Wow. And I also envisioned Tom Cruise at the closing ceremony. So
don't speak anything else.
You're clairvoyant now.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Going to a bachelor party tomorrow. You're going to what?
A bachelor party.
No way.
Yeah,
who's?
Tahoe, my buddy Justin.
He was one of my groomsmen.
Justin.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Justin.
Yeah.
Tahoe, you going to do some lake activities?
Yes,
gonna...
we're getting on a boat. I know nice. That. We're doing a boat and then...
Boat days are always... So you should always include that in a bachelor.
Oh,
party.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a boat day in it. I don't know if it's a pontoon or what, it's a party barge, but I'm
going to we already did the pontoon for you, so try to find something else.
The party barge, the double-decker pontoon.
Oh, yeah, give me all of that. We're doing beer Olympics, too. Maybe
what's,
some gambling.
What's beer Olympics?
I don't know. They split you up into teams, and you got to do beer pong, flip cup. All the classics.
Oh, that's fun since it's going
your,
on.
What is your favorite trial. Game? Are you guys good at beer pong?
I don't know any of what the games are called. I don't know.
You know what beer pong?
I know what beer pong is, but I don't know like the other ones.
Oh, right. You know, I was really good at, well, Flip Cup and Rage Cage.
Flip
Rage,
Cup is
Rage Cage.
I hate Rage
Rage Cage is great.
When someone's
love...
like, let's play Rage Cage, I'll fucking play it, but I'm not having a good
Remember
time.
Remember during the pandemic, we went on like a Rage Cage like marathon?
Yes.
It was like just the four of us.
And there's nothing cattier than like you get it and then you look at the table and go back to the person to fuck them
over. Or when
over.
Somebody like slaps your cup but it's like a little too aggressive
yeah,
of a slap.
It's like,
you're like,
calm down. Oh, me and Todd have been playing a lot of beer die.
Beer die is the
beer
most
die. You, Mariah, you would love beer die.
Okay, I see clips of beer die and like amazing shots. I have no clue how people do it.
It's you. Do you know the game? Each team has a dice and you have your drinks on like drink on each
the corners,
corner table.
Right?
You have to like throw it in the air really high and it has to bounce on their side once and it has to make it off the table and the other team has to catch it. And if they catch it, you lose a point.
Do you have to catch it with your non-dominant hand? Is that
no, one
true?
Hand?
No, one hand.
One hand.
Yeah. You
okay.
can't like use
But what happens
hands.
If it, but isn't it like amazing if it goes up, bounces and gets into the
into
cup?
Into the cup, that's 3 points. That's the best
then
shot
they have
you
to chug
do.
The beer.
Okay.
And then you have to spit the dice out after you chug it.
We don't do
what?
That.
Yeah, like so if it landed in there, you have to chug your beer, put the die in your mouth, and then spit that out. And if it hits a certain number, it's like another like type of thing.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I would choke on that shit.
I would too.
If it hits the table and bounces off and you catch it, it just negates it. Like nothing happens.
Okay.
You like save the play.
Got it.
We played it on the beach for a couple days. It was really fun.
It's a really fun game.
Flip Cup, I love.
Yeah,
it's a great party starter. Yeah,
there's
so
nothing
simple.
Than realizing you have the weakling on your team, and you're like, damn. You see someone's
you
like whole
rip,
core as a
your
person.
Your whole team is ripping through it one shot, and then you're like,
come on, yo, you got it. Yeah,
and it's such a simple task.
Go. Lighter.
Yeah. You're overthinking.
And then they've done it so many times, and then they're doing it the wrong way. Like they're playing flip up, and you're like, that's not even how you do it.
This is their first time.
Breathe. Lighter.
And you know they're getting pissed off at themselves because they can't get it.
It's so embarrassing.
That's where it gets to the point where they're pissed off.
Sorry, guys.
So embarrassing.
Sorry.
And you know that's the party starter too. It's flip clubs. That's usually what you start with. And when that one person. And really
you
just sets
enemies.
The mood. Nobody wants to talk to them. Nobody wants to play with
like,
them.
Can we trade? Can we trade like players? Let's switch it up.
There was one really fun game. I think it might be part of that, but it's like a relay game where it's at a beer pong table, but you have like six cups in
a
row.
Oh, that's the beer Olympics, I think. No? What
six
you're
cups,
talking about?
Wait, six cups in a row.
Six,
and then...
like pointing forwards and you have to make them and then you like get it back and you have to keep...
Yes, it's like beer pong, but it's in straight lines. I know that one. Or what's also the King's Cup where people get the cards. Oh, four
King's
whores.
Cup,
like
King's
six,
Cup kind of felt like a spin the bottle.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite game.
Yeah.
You know what game I love? Spoons.
Love
it's so funny. It's fun to
so
watch.
It's so easy. Yeah.
It's something you really have fun
like
watching.
Taking the spoon and no one even knows and you're just chilling.
A classic. I thought of a spoons version. I just played spoons at the Bachelorette, but I thought of a version. You're all going to roll your eyes, but I think it's so fun. If somebody hides the spoons in the room and then you're playing and you have to run and try to find it instead of like grabbing it in front of you.
Oh, that's
it's like an
terrible.
Easter egg hunt at the same time.
You know what my hack is with spoons? I don't even fucking play the game. I just sit there and look at the spoons the entire time.
And wait for
someone to take it and then you
I
go.
I think it gets to that point where you're just like, okay, just.
But you have to start paying attention when it's down to one and two. Yeah. Like,
I thought
really...
if somebody caught you doing that, it would be like, you can't do that.
Oh.
But yeah. I didn't think that was like allowed. What if everybody did that?
Right? Yeah. There's a hack.
You know what we realized while we were playing? We played like 10 rounds and we realized we never like double checked anybody's work. Because it gets really like hype at that time when you're grabbing the spoons. So by the time you grab it, everyone's screaming and you're like collecting the cards and you're like, I almost got that one, but I went for this one first.
And the cards are everywhere too.
They slip everywhere. It's
because you grab the spoons, you let go of everything that you've ever held in your life.
When was the last time you played musical chairs?
Oh, pretty recently.
Oh, I feel like it was actually at like Scott's birthday. Why the fuck were we playing musical chairs? With like Scott's- Liza. We were all in that boat and we were playing musical chairs.
I think
it was honestly just that we're like, oh, this would be really funny to play. And then we just played it.
Oh, musical chairs.
But why was there so many chairs? I think that was the boat's like, whoever was running the boat.
I got a fun game we could play.
Musical chairs.
It was really funny.
Yeah,
I love watching people play musical chair when it gets to the last like three. Oof. Then they start recording. I can watch those all day.
Watching it when there's money on the line and people will literally throw them.
Uh-huh. Did you see the girl that grabbed the chair? She
went crazy. Split the chair.
Just grab like boom.
Damn, what a good old competition.
Right. For your birthday, you should do a birthday party where it's like all those type of games.
I've tried that so many times. We bought a tug of war and nobody played.
I thought everybody played tug of war.
Nobody played. No, we played jump rope for 2 seconds.
We bought double Dutch ropes.
We bought tug of war. We bought cornhole. Like, nobody gives a shit. I'm like, come on. Everyone's like, where's the pong table?
Yeah.
I'm like, grow up.
I went to a party.
Play musical chairs.
Grow up.
Grow up and let's have a scavenger hunt. I saw a video of the Olympics from like 1910 or 1920s, and they had tug of war as one of the.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Good old tug of war classic.
By the way, I did not know the Olympics went back that far. It started like the 1920 or something.
Before that.
Yeah.
I did not fucking know that. That
goes way back to like the Greeks. Yeah. I feel like we're having Olympics.
Bet all my life I would have been like 1969.
Oh no, it's been going on a long
time. Zane, you think that's the 60s? Look,
we got Zane Hadazi right here.
1912, tug of war.
That's amazing.
So cool.
Wow.
So cool.
I kind of want to see that.
I would watch that, like tug of war. It's also amazing to see sports then, especially like gymnastics, all the illegal tricks now.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
The demon, like, what's it called? The demon drop?
The girl, when you go up to the top bar and you do the backflip off. But I also learned they changed a lot of those, not because of like... people can get injured doing the moves. The bearing of the bars has changed. Like, it used to be really flexy, so you could like hop back and forth. Now it's like so tough where you can't, even if you tried, you would like hurt yourself.
My favorite thing right now is like a meme. It's basically my parents buying a home in like the 70s or whatever. And it's just somebody on like a gymnastics mat who does like a little bounce on the pommel horse thing or whatever it is. And then it's like me trying to buy a home in 2024. And it's like Simone Biles doing the like multiple twists and like all this shit, like just showing like how easy things were back then.
That's so funny.
So that's literally it.
Look.
Just like these routines.
Oh, come on. I could do that. There's no way that was it.
It's just a cartwheel on a balance beam. You did it.
I love it.
We became machines.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Have you seen the tug of war with rowing?
Like you're on the boat?
You're in the same boat. A team on each side and you're rowing against each other.
Oh.
I didn't even think about that. Like tug of war not on the ground.
Yes.
You can do swimming.
And there's like a line in the center of the boat and you're just rowing nonstop in the water trying to gain...
I've seen that before.
Because there's also like a little bit of like a break in it because you have
look
to.
Look, it's so crazy.
Keith, when's the last time we saw this? Because I've seen this on like TV before or
that's actually cool.
Somewhere.
Oh,
there's not even a rope. Oh, it's
no, they just have to get to the other side.
I have a question. When you, when tug of war, you know how they always say like heave ho.
Yeah.
Heave. Is the heave like, is there a difference between the heave and the ho? Is the ho like you have to give it also just a little bit so we can pull it back once more? Or is it just all heave?
No,
heaving and ho.
When you give the ho, you gotta do they have to row back or row forward?
You're pulling.
So you want to try to move forward.
Just a little bit. Just to give it a little bit.
You're pulling back to move backwards. So you're going like this to push away, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to get them to come across.
With a heave and a ho.
But I think heave ho also doesn't really relate to so much the tug of war. It's more like sailors pulling things on is like a heave ho. Like we pull, grab the next thing. Like, so there's a heave and then there's a ho, heave ho, like that kind of.
I wonder where that originated from.
I think the sailors.
But what about like a garden hoe? That would be more of a pull. Yeah.
So maybe hoe is the pull.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is the
no I a hoe? I know that the tool is just called a hoe.
Right, but I'm sure it would have to do with heave and hoe.
But what do hoes do?
No, you're heave. He's the hoe.
They could push and pull.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Damn.
I've met them both.
You're looking at one.
You're looking at one.
I kind of like an interesting story of something like I read or I saw. There was this woman. Her name was Joy Milne, I think is her name. She would smell this stench.
This sounds like a riddle.
No.
Yeah.
She was smelling this odor off of her husband. Like she like couldn't figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. And it was driving her nuts. And she would even get to the point where she would tell her friends when they were around him, don't you smell this smell that I'm smelling? And everyone was like, smell.
Was it like a fishy smell or a...
It was just a stench. Yeah, she didn't like the smell.
Yes.
And it was driving her kind of nuts.
I think I know what you're
talking
about.
And then a few weeks or months go by and her husband gets diagnosed with Parkinson's. She's devastated. It's so sad. She then goes to a Parkinson's support meeting with like families and people who are dealing with Parkinson's. And she smells it instantly. When she walks in the room, that she can smell all of these people.
Same smell.
The same smell she was smelling off her husband. Okay. And she's like,
she
what
the
hell?
She can detect who has Parkinson's.
So she is like, I can smell Parkinson's. And she even goes to researchers, scientists going, I smell Parkinson's. And they go, yeah, right. Yeah,
oh,
right.
She can only smell it?
So she just realized the smell that I was smelling off my husband and no one else could smell. And then finally, when I went into a room with all of these people who have Parkinson's, my husband just got diagnosed Parkinson's. It has to be what I'm smelling. I'm smelling Parkinson's.
What happens?
So then she goes to researchers saying, I think I can smell Parkinson's. And all these researchers like,
oh
are
my
like,
gosh.
We've never heard of that. That doesn't make sense. She goes, please, please, please. I think she had to go multiple times to researchers begging for them to just conduct
Let
a study
her help,
to see if it was true. So then they do like this blind study. They give her like 12 different shirts of all of these people who have Parkinson's and even also ones of people who don't have Parkinson's. And she was able to go through and smell them and smell them. But she failed on one. They were like, sorry, you smell Parkinson's on this one, but this person doesn't have Parkinson's. 12 weeks later, that
they
person gets diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Oh
so
my
she even detected
gosh.
It earlier, too. So now she was able to contribute her smelling ability to help scientists identify that there is a secretion, I think, in our skin oil that they can early detect people who have Parkinson's.
That's
amazing. I wonder if people are trying to make appointments with her, just like a drive-by.
Yes. Yeah,
no.
what sucks about her is that she's only one person. There could be others that can also smell it, but she's the only one that's,
there
you know,
also could be
crazy.
Other people who can smell certain diseases,
anything,
but they've
yeah.
never like put, she
Don't
luckily had
is.
The connection where if she never went
wow.
to that support meeting or was around other people with Parkinson's, she wouldn't have made that connection.
Wow. Imagine it's, like, imagine them holding different sort of like call outs where it's like, if you think that you can smell a certain disease, please like call our office and like, let's see if we can figure it out or like what you think you smell. Take them all, but just in case they actually can smell yeah. different.
Well, they would also have to know that they have that talent, right? Because the only reason she knew is because they went to that thing with all the people around. And if she didn't go to that, she would have just been like, oh, I guess my husband has a weird smell
yeah,
now.
It's tough.
And to me, I'm like, What's the worst that can happen? She's wrong. Like, if she detects it, you go get tested. If it's a yes, it's a yeah. You know what I mean?
What's crazy to me is just you think you have something and you're just going up to scientists being like, I think have this gift. Just
and
believe
it's something
me.
That doesn't really make sense. I can smell Parkinson's. How would you like, you're saying you're claiming you can smell somebody that has like a muscular,
a very serious disease. But, I can smell cancer. Like, yeah, right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you think about it, how can she actually contribute?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
In society, when it's just her, right? I feel like the only way she can actually contribute if she's around, if she's at a bar and she can smell it, that's not her husband.
It's not.
And I help them out. Like, she it's helped, like a personal.
She. It's not like she's actively doing this as her job. She helped Parkinson's researchers realize that we can technically.
Oh, yes.
Because what she is smelling, I don't know if it's a fungus, but it is. They are identifying what it is she's smelling.
Yeah.
And they're able to use that and figure out what it is that's being smelt and through the skin. And
yeah.
They're able to detect it earlier on, I think.
And it's good also that if they do get that proof, they can also start putting it on like different websites. Like, hey, if you you might be a person that can smell this disease on people. If you do smell it, you should like, you know.
Kim Kardashian can smell if someone has a cavity.
Yeah.
It's true.
She comes next to my mouth.
It's a smaller scale, but it's the same thing. Some people have a gift.
She can smell cavities.
It's just crazy. I don't know if
that's
I,
really interesting.
I'm worried that I would talk myself out of like thinking I made that connection. Like I was smelling that, and then the whole room smelled like it.
Right.
I could also see myself being like, nah, maybe I'm just in my head.
Like you wouldn't go as far as calling them and
Matt,
be like,
yeah. Never mind. It's stupid. Anyways.
Stupid. No, it's nothing.
Excuse me, doctor. Never mind.
It just also like it stinks like her. Imagine you were like you have that connection. Now you have to sit there and just smell, just like this
I'd
terrible smell that you
yeah.
get you to like have. Clear your palate.
Yeah,
smelling like a bounty sheet every. Oh man,
coffee beans.
that's amazing though. Like it's cool that they were able to figure out something completely new that some people in the world probably can do what she can.
Yeah,
that can help.
It's like such a classic like superhero kind of moment. Beautiful.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
Do you know the story of like Henrietta Lacks too? Oprah was in that movie, The Immortal
Henry
Life.
What?
Henrietta Lacks. It was this.
Henrietta
Lacks. It was a woman in, I believe, like the 40s, 50s. Kind of, I think she was just like this a poor black woman who went in and did a blood donation, or I can't remember if she had cancer. Yes. So they basically used her cancer cells. Were the source of a HeLa cell line, which is the first immortalized human cell line and one of the most important cell lines in medical research. Her cells, hopefully I'm getting this right, were able to like duplicate themselves.
Yeah.
We use her cells to this day for so many medical research.
Wow.
And the sad story is she got nothing. Nothing.
Really? Wait, she died at 31.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't even get to know the legacy she has, but her family knows about it. There's a very successful book about it. There is a movie about it as well. And I think the family does make money from that. But like what the medical advancements have been able to use her cells for, they don't really get a cut.
It was just her birthday a couple days ago. Happy birthday, Henrietta.
Oh.
Henrietta Lacks. It's a really incredible story.
Why don't they make us read these books in school?
Yeah. I know.
Like, this is something we all should learn. Crazy.
Yeah. It's just incredible. This one woman just had these magical cells.
Were they able to find this cell in other people since her?
I don't think so. No. Wow. We still use her cells to this day because they're just endlessly
reduplicating. Yeah.
Crazy, like super. Hopefully I'm getting all that right, but yeah, that's the skin.
Some humans are superheroes.
Mm-hmm. They truly are. They
are. They have
among
it instilled
us.
In them. It's just we don't know.
That's so crazy.
Like, to me, that's like special powers.
Oh,
you know
how
special powers are like, invisibility or you can fly. No, like, these are just our form of special powers that I feel like we can have.
Like realistic
super special powers.
It's so sad because there is like, I think a bit of like racism in it because it was like, 1951, the 40s when they realized they
didn't
had
want
this.
Yeah.
They were like, should we reach out and like tell her like how magical this is? And they were no.
Yeah,
and then as people, I think as time went on, they were like, wait, where are these from? This was from somebody and we never acknowledged that they've gave one of the biggest contributions to like medical advancement and research.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Wild story.
It's amazing. Well, I literally never heard of this. Thank you for bringing this up.
Nope. Yeah. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, with Oprah.
Wow. Well, that ended on a very good note. Thank you, Matt, for the
spread the word.
Lesson. Yeah. My spread pleasure. The word. I feel like this is something that a lot of people don't know about is this.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've never heard of this. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Make
sure to check out next week's episode. We're going to have Hidayah on.
Yep.
She'll be in the house. She's going to be in town. Get ready for that. And you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form, on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form, on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. And don't forget to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We post a bonus episode every single month. We also do a live Q&A every single month. We also keep these cameras rolling, and you get an extended cut bonus footage of the podcast as well for every episode, all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You can also do a free trial to see if you like it.
And there's a lot
binge
to look at.
Binge as much content as you want.
Yeah, honestly, you binge it and then delete the trial. Who knows? All right. Love you so much. Someone's screaming outside the door. I think we're done. I think the next show has to come use this room. Thank you so much. We love you and see you next time. Mwah. Unwinders, we'll see you now.
Love ya.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.